Open letter to UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Chapter overview. This chapter focuses on a critical issue in global governance, the exclusion of children from decision-making processes related to climate change. The unit is centered around an open letter addressed to UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, which advocates for the meaningful inclusion of young climate activists in international policy discussions. The letter serves as a powerful example of formal writing and highlights the importance of listening to children's voices in matters that significantly impact their future. Learning objectives. After engaging with this chapter, students will be able to analyze formal letters, understand the structure and purpose of formal letters, especially those used for advocacy and addressing authorities. Extract key information, identify main arguments and supporting evidence from advocacy texts, a crucial skill for critical analysis. Vocabulary enhancement, expand their vocabulary related to climate change, activism, and international organizations, ensuring they can discuss these topics with precision. Reported speech mastery, master complex reported speech transformations, a vital skill for academic writing and accurately conveying information. Letter writing, write formal letters to authorities, making requests and advocating for change, while adhering to proper structure and tone. Evaluate youth's role, assess the role of youth in global decision-making processes, encouraging critical thinking about youth empowerment. Discuss climate change, engage in discussions about climate change issues and potential solutions, fostering environmental awareness. Reading comprehension, apply various reading comprehension techniques to extract information and analyze texts effectively. Reading text, open letter to UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Letter header and address. The letter begins with a formal header, addressing the recipient as His Excellency Antonio Guterres, the United Nations Secretary General. It includes the recipient's official address at the United Nations Secretariat in New York City. Opening and congratulations. The letter opens with a congratulatory note to Secretary General Guterres on his recent announcement of the Youth Advisory Group on Climate Change, consisting of 7 young climate leaders aged 18 to 28. The writers appreciate the Secretary General's focus on involving young leaders in decision-making and planning processes related to climate action. They also commend his emphasis on frank and fearless advice and holding leaders accountable. The core concern. Despite the positive steps taken, the letter expresses disappointment that the Youth Advisory Group does not include children under 18, who have been actively engaged in climate activism. The writers argue that millions of children participated in school strikes and demonstrated their outrage and solutions, acting as agents of change. They highlight how children have used various channels of influence to catalyze global activism on the climate crisis. Youth leadership examples. The letter provides examples of youth leadership, notably mentioning Greta Thunberg, whose solo protest in 2018 sparked a global movement. It also features Fabrizio, a 16-year-old from Peru, who expresses anxiety about the future and the need for urgent climate action. These examples showcase the impact and potential of young activists. Final request and conclusion. In the concluding section, the letter reiterates its congratulations on the establishment of the Youth Advisory Group but requests that it be inclusive of children and adolescents under 18. The writers ask for the Secretary General's support in ensuring children's voices are heard and respected in the planning process for climate action, including the upcoming COP26 conference. They offer their assistance in facilitating meaningful engagement with children worldwide. Advanced vocabulary.